Well, as I mentioned earlier, the Lord changed me up this morning. I think there's a reason for it. I'm going to try to be as brief as possible because apparently our toilets here in the building are plugged up, and the only one we have is the shower house. We're going to open that up. But first of all, I'm going to pray. Lord, we praise you and we thank you, Lord. We just look to you, Lord. We look to you to take care of all our needs, Lord, as your word says. We just pray, Lord, that you just reveal to us your truth and your ways today, Lord. Lord, just be here this morning and open our hearts to receive everything you have for us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture this morning was from Genesis chapter 6. I'm going to read verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. You know, every word in that verse just compounds on what you read before. It doesn't say only that man is evil. It says his heart is evil. And it doesn't just say that, it says the imaginations of his heart is evil. It says the imagination of the thoughts of his heart is evil. It says the imagination of his heart is only evil. Can it get any worse than that? Actually, it can. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart is only evil continually. Where are we? In this world, where are we? Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when he comes back. He'll be the same at the end. Do we see that here? Do we see every imagination of the thoughts of his heart only evil continually now? What does that mean? Are we ready? We better be. Are we going to have to go through the, I don't preach pre-trib. I don't preach mid-trib. I don't preach post-trib. I preach be ready for any of those. Because I tend to think that God doesn't really want us to know. He wants us to be ready. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, this know also that in the last days perilous times will come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. That's where we are. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power, that means they're totally empty. They put up a good front. They act like it. We better make sure that's not us. We've been under attack for some time here at this church, and I've wondered, many times, are we doing something wrong? You know what? We aren't. Actually, if everything was going good, everything was going fine, then we should be concerned. But this had happened a month ago with Will and with Lindsay and Noel. That really hit us hard, as it should. But it shows the condition of things. It shows just one more thing that happened. I heard something years ago, and I've mentioned this before. A quote. that I don't even know the name of the man that said it. But he said, some people prefer the security and safety of a church bell, but I'd rather have a little salvation shop outside the gates of hell. Where are we? We're where God wants us to be. But we see all these things happening. The toilet's backing up. That's just one thing. You know, Bud's taking care of it. He's opening up the other one. But what happened with Will and Lindsay? And apparently they let him out on bail. You know, he almost killed two people. And anyway, he's not going to be welcome here. I can't allow it. God's going to have to deal with him, and I pray that God will. But it's caused a lot of, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear. There's some people that aren't even here this morning because they're afraid to go out of their house. But our God's bigger than that, isn't he? Our God's bigger than that. I was going to read this at the beginning. This is what started me changing. Anyway. The devil appeared to three pastors and said to them, if I gave you the power to change anything in the past, what would you change? The first of them, with great apostolic fervor, replied, I would like to prevent you from leading Adam and Eve to sin so that humanity does not separate from God. The second, a man full of mercy, said to him, I would prevent you from straying from God and condemning you forever. The third of them was the simplest, and instead of answering the tempter, he knelt down, bowed his head, and prayed, Lord, deliver me from the temptation of what might have been and what was not. The demon, screaming and trembling with pain, fled. The other two were surprised and said to him, Brother, why did you react like this? And he answered them, First, we should never talk to the enemy. Secondly, no one in the world has the power to change the past. Third, Satan's interest was not to prove our virtue, but to trap us in the past so that we neglect the present, the only time God gives us his grace and we can cooperate with him to fulfill his will. Of all the demons, the one that most holds men back and prevents them from being happy is what could have been and what was not. The past is left to the mercy of God and the future to his providence. Only the present is in our hands. Live today loving God with all your heart. God is in control. We have a lot to look forward to as Christians, don't we? As I mentioned earlier during testimony time, or something, anyway, two mercies for every woe. It wasn't during testimony, anyway. If we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, the enemy's going to attack. So what do? We continue to do what we're doing. We don't look at what happened. We don't look at what could have been. We look at what is and what he wants us to do. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. The God that made heaven and earth, the God that spoke everything into creation, can speak peace and safety into our lives, can he? We are not to fear the enemy. That's almost a form of worship, isn't it? To fear the enemy. We need to be in awe of God, what he can do. Things are going to be okay. Is God good? And all the time. We see evil in the world. We see darkness in the world. What happens when the sky, when there's no moon out in the night sky and it's dark as it can be? Those stars shine brighter, don't they? That's supposed to be us. We're supposed to shine brighter. We're supposed to have his light shining in us. As I said, my sermon was going to be fairly short. And it is. That doesn't break your heart too much, does it? Especially if anybody needs to go to the bathroom. Trust God. Don't look at what's happened. Look to what he's going to do with faith. Lord, as we see this world deteriorating, we know that your plan is in fulfillment, Lord. We know that you're at work. We know, Lord, that everything is in your hands, everything's under your control, and we know that every promise you've ever made is true. And you promised that this would happen at the end times. Lord, you may not be coming back for another 300 years. I don't know. We don't know. We just know that it's Seems like a good time right now. But Lord, we need you, Lord. Lord, I do pray for Lindsay and Noel. I pray for healing. I pray for those that are experiencing fear from what happened. And I pray, Lord, for protection of everybody here at this church and everybody on our property, Lord. We love you, Lord. Help us to draw closer to you, because you're the only one that can save us. You're the only one that can help us. If there's anybody here this morning that's never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to come up and talk to me. We need to take that need to God. We've all experienced it. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Just don't even think about that. Just come forward. If anybody needs healing, I'm going to ask you to come forward. We'll pray for you. Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.